Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. We'll, of course, take your calls about anything you want to discuss, although things are going to be a little different tonight than they normally are. Normally on Thursday nights, we've got Johnson in here as our guest co-host, but tonight a very special guest co-host is with us this evening for at least an indeterminate portion of the show, as long as we can keep him here, because he's got a wife and some kids to run off to at some point. John Bush, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Ian, thank you so much for having me. It's always good to be in the Shire, the freest state in the union, with a lot of wonderful
people,
geography. Feels good to be here.
You're up here for a very special reason, John, because you will sadly not be making it to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. You've got some exciting... Can we talk about what's happening in Austin with you and Kat in the store situation?
Yes.
Is that official?
It was supposed to be kept under wraps, but I think Harlan ended up telling more people than Kat and I, and people started talking to us about it before we even knew people were supposed to know, so...
So, I think this is a pretty exciting thing for you guys. Mark and I had the opportunity when we were down in Austin at the Texas Bitcoin Conference a couple weeks ago. We had the opportunity to finally go and visit the Brave New Books store, which is this sort of classic activist location. It's kind of like, it reminded me a lot of like the Keene Activist Center. It's a place where people can come to. There's like presentation room. There's a radio studio in the back. There's some room that, you know, you've got some neat plans for, I think, in the future.
Yeah.
But it's a bookstore, first and foremost, and it was a cool place. It was like right underneath the Chase Bank building,
right.
So you guys are undermining.
Underground, literally and figuratively.
Which is cool. And, you know, I'd heard so much about it, and it was really cool to finally be there. And you guys threw a Bitcoin party there right after it was kind of like the unofficial after party.
That's right.
Which was attended by, it looked like at least a solid 50 people, if not more than that. It was hard to really count. So you guys are taking that store over. You're buying the operation.
That's right. We are going to be buying it from Harlan Dietrich. He's the original owner. He started in 2006 with the goal of educating students on UT campus. He went to UT and wasn't very happy with his education. They left a lot out about real-world history. So started off in 2006 and started off with a big bent on conspiracy theories, 9/11 truth, for example, and then kind of evolved with the evolution of the movement for more freedom and truth in this world. And Ron Paul came around, and the bookstore hopped on that and held Ron Paul debate watch parties with like 100 people, and then libertarianism, anarcho-capitalism, a lot of survival stuff. And now one of the biggest products are the natural health products. So there's a lot that the store has to offer. And more than anything, it's been a hub to help facilitate the development of the local Central Texas Liberty Movement.
Yeah, I could definitely see that being the case when I was there. And it's exciting that you guys are taking it over, because you and Kat are some of the most, I would say, active, noteworthy activists in the movement. And it's a new chapter in your life,
yes,
so to speak. And you guys are about to roll into that in the beginning of May. So prior to the takeover there, you're going on a tour. Tell our listeners about that, because that's ultimately what brought you to New Hampshire.
That's right. We're currently on our third unconventional Bitcoin-only tour across the country using Bitcoin only. The first one was coming up to Porkfest last year in June. Then we went out to San Diego, California, and back using Bitcoin only. And we had the wonderful opportunity. We were offered, gifted, the Unschool Bus, which the Holderson family traveled around the country in for 3.5 years. Jeff built it from scratch, and it really benefited their family greatly. They wanted to pass it on to a family that would use it and keep the essence of it, the mission, alive. Mm-hmm. So they chose us, and we came up to pick it up, and we thought, what better opportunity than to do another Bitcoin-only tour. And basically what we're trying to do is encourage not only people that have already adopted Bitcoin to use Bitcoin, but we're talking with a lot of local merchants and vendors at conferences and stuff, and encouraging them to accept and use Bitcoin. So we want to demonstrate that it has real-world practical applications, and we want to encourage people to spend their Bitcoin and support those merchants who take that evolutionary leap to start accepting this cryptocurrency.
Yeah, and I have to say I'm pretty excited about one of the sponsors on the tour. I saw you post on your Facebook page, I think it was last night, that you were in a portion of New Hampshire going out to some kind of a restaurant, and that you had paid for the bill with a Bitcoin-based credit card, or what looked like that. Apparently it's a debit card. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so the first couple times that we traveled the country, it was very difficult to figure out how to pay for gasoline, and there were certain needs that we had. For example, we had to pay...
Because your goal was to pay for everything you needed with Bitcoin on the previous tour.
Our goal is to only output Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to get a little crafty. We use Gift, GYFT.com, quite often. You buy gift cards with Bitcoin. But we had problems with gas, and, you know, really we were looking for a tool that could help bridge that gap in those difficult positions, like buying temporary transit plates from the new Department of Motor Vehicles in New Hampshire, for example. They don't take Bitcoin. There's no gift cards for the DMV. So we discovered WageCan, actually, at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and we reached out to them and said, hey, we'd love to partner with you and get the word out. And I think they have this awesome tool that's really going to help Bitcoin adoption. It basically allows you to charge a debit card, to load a debit card with Bitcoin and use it anywhere that accepts MasterCard. And that is something that there is an extreme need for in the Bitcoin movement. So we're excited to have them on board, and we're excited to share the Bitcoin, share that message with Bitcoin people.
Yeah, I'm excited too, because I didn't see them at the Bitcoin conference. I'm just so busy doing my own thing there. It's easy to kind of get tunnel vision and not really know who all the other vendors are at the event. So I wasn't able to meet any of these wonderful folks, but they're actually here in the studio with us because they came out to meet you. So you came all the way up here from Texas, and then Frankie and Leon came all the way out here from California.
Yeah. And in a Fiat.
Right. Frankie, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Ian.
Well, it's great to have you on. And originally, you're from, is it Taiwan?
Yeah, yeah.
And so now living in San Francisco?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you came all the way out here. You've met up with John. You're putting this WageCan debit card, Bitcoin debit card out.
Yeah.
This is new. This is like fresh. This just hit within the last 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, we just introduced our Bitcoin debit card for about a month.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We attend the Bitcoin conference in Austin, and we meet John at the bookstore. John sent me an email that said that they have an unconventional Bitcoin bus journey. So we decided to be one of the sponsors, and we are very, very thrilled to provide the Bitcoin debit card.
So, how does it work? There have been a lot of people. John's actually holding it up here in front of the camera, and it looks like a real, debit card. It's got the MasterCard logo on it, so I presume, that means this is accepted anywhere MasterCard is accepted, which is almost everywhere that takes credit cards, right?
Yeah, it's almost everywhere to accept it if the merchant accepts the foreign debit card.
Yeah. If they accept foreign ones.
Yeah, foreign ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah, because this car is came from Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what percentage of merchants accept the foreign cards?
It's almost maybe 99%.
Yeah, I would expect
four
so.
For four.
Yeah.
The four times I've tried to use it, it worked every time.
100%
without a hitch.
That's incredible. So,
yeah.
I mean, take me through the process here. I want to get one of these. What is required? What hoops do I have to jump through to get one?
Oh, you just need to register a WageCan account by visiting WageCan.com.
WageCan, WageCan, WageCan.com.
Yeah, and then you make the Bitcoin deposit, and you go through the Bitcoin debit card application process, which we need to provide the photo ID and the utility bill. And that case is for the anti-money laundering purpose. So we keep the personal data into our Hong Kong bank, and then we deleted our data. Yeah.
So
yeah.
The bank itself, they're not holding the Bitcoin, right? Is it WageCan that holds on to the Bitcoin?
Yeah, we hold the Bitcoin, and we do the Bitcoin to US dollar exchange. And we just load the US dollar into the debit card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I've got a few more questions. If you can stick with us for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. More with Frankie from WageCan here in a moment. Also, John Bush, you're sticking with us here till further notice. So if you've got questions for John Bush about the unconventional Bitcoin tour, the Bitcoin bus is going to be hitting the road soon. They got to take it into the shop, make sure it's all tuned up. That's, you know, got to get taken care of because it actually broke down yesterday. We'll talk about that kind of here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live here in moments.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The unconventional Bitcoin bus tour is, well, sort of kicked off at this point. I don't know if it officially kicks off until it actually leaves New Hampshire at this point, because right now the bus is having a little bit of difficulty. It hasn't run in about a year. It's been sitting for about a year. And then,
sitting in the cold.
And then, John, you and Kat from Austin were gifted the what was the Unschool bus.
Mm-hmm.
It is now going to be the Bitcoin bus, and it is beginning in its transformation of graphics and things like that. That's what we were running around trying to do.
Another
today.
Issue.
It's exciting. I'm glad you guys are doing these tours because, you know, it brings attention to Bitcoin. You guys are, the goal is to only spend Bitcoin as you are traveling from point A to B, C, D. You're going to Asheville, North Carolina. How far south are you going before Texas?
We're going to stop by Bruce Fenton's place, actually, for lunch.
Doesn't he live in Massachusetts?
We're going to stop by through Massachusetts. Then we're going to, they've convinced me to take the bus into Staten Island, which I'm not looking forward to. And then after that, we're going to go through the mountains on the bus, which I'm not looking forward to. And that through Asheville, North Carolina, which has a bunch of great Liberty people, a lot of good Bitcoin fans. Then we're going to Kansas City to visit Kat's parents, and then Houston, Texas, which also has a great Liberty movement and Bitcoin movement, and then on home to San Marcos, Texas, all the way using Bitcoin only.
So, very exciting. People can follow you over at unconventional.com. Will there be updates posted there?
Yes, you can check out the Sovereign BTC podcast. We're doing updates every other day.
Okay,
and,
great.
That's intimate details. Kat and I like to have a good time on that, too, so we'll probably entertain, get a nice little intimate look at Kat and I's relationship. Yeah.
And your kids are with you, too, right? You got the whole family?
Uh-huh. We have a three-year-old and a three-and-a-half-year-old and a two-year-old, and they're enjoying it. They like to be out on the road, and they're having a good time.
You're going back down to Austin eventually, which is the home of LibertyStickers.com, and if you want to reach people with the ideas of Liberty, you can do it right from the back of your car or your bus or whatever it is that you drive, and you can reach thousands of people with just one bumper sticker. And, of course, you know people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic Liberty-oriented messages over at LibertyStickers.com. That's LibertyStickers.com. And Rick and the crew over there, they've been longtime supporters of Free Talk Live and LRN.FM. And that reminds me, John, don't leave here tonight without me sending you with a bunch of LRN.FM bumper stickers, because I know you wanted some stuff to hand out, I think, when you're on the road
at
different meetups and stuff like that. Because LRN.FM is going to be one of the sponsors of the Unconventional
Show, right,
which I'm very excited about, which is cool because it sort of continues in the tradition of LRN and Free Talk Live sponsoring these tours. It was Pete Nademo, of course, you know well from copblock.org, that went on the Motorhome Diaries tours years ago, and we had the LRN logo up there. So it'll be just like that all over again.
Yeah, we appreciate your support.
So we were talking with Frankie, who is with us here tonight, and you are – what's your role with WageCan? I didn't even ask you that. What do you do for the company?
Oh, I'm a CEO of WageCan, and I mainly do the sales and marketing and the whole project management.
So you got your hands full then.
Yeah.
The head honcho.
Yeah, so thanks for taking time out of your, I'm sure, very busy schedule to be with us here tonight. So for listeners just tuning in, when I saw John Bush post this yesterday on his Facebook profile that he had just bought something with Bitcoin via this Bitcoin-based debit card, I was blown away because we've been covering Free Talk Live has been covering Bitcoin for 3 years now, 4 years on the radio, and every 6 months we'll hear some other company saying we've got a Bitcoin credit card coming out, then it never happens. It just vaporizes. It never becomes a reality. And then to see John with this thing in his hand, having already used it successfully, it blew me away. I was really shocked that this technology is actually here now. So I was asking you before to take me a little bit through the steps here. So you sign up for an account at WageCan.com.
Yep.
You apply with a photo ID and a utility bill. Presumably you get approved. You get sent this debit card. How does one get Bitcoin turned into cash on the debit card? What's that process like?
After you activate your debit card, and you can go to the loading page to load the Bitcoin into the debit card, and you will see the exchange rate. And if you If you feel good at the rate, we will exchange right away and make the U.S. dollar available on your debit card in one business day.
Mm. Yeah. So you load Bitcoin into your account first at WageCan.com, right?
Yeah,
so I would send my Bitcoin to WageCan.
Yeah.
Once it's with WageCan, at any point then I can then authorize the Bitcoin to, or a portion of the Bitcoin, however much I want of the Bitcoin in my WageCan account, authorize that over onto the debit card, which it then is, it at that point is U.S. dollar.
Yeah,
it's on
it's
the debit
U.S.
card.
Dollar, yeah.
So there's that's when the conversion happens over there.
Yeah.
And did you also mention something about an interest-bearing Bitcoin account? Did
we encourage users to park their Bitcoin into our account because we can provide a daily interest, but the daily interest is vary day by day, and our interest is generated by the arbitrage between the Bitcoin exchange. One is high and one is low, we sell high and we buy low.
And that's what arbitrage is.
And we have a run a script on it, so it's essentially automatically trading. Yeah.
Quite the business model you got there.
Yeah, it's really. I'm sure you're doing very well with it, and that's pretty awesome. Because I've never heard of anybody paying interest on, you know, a Bitcoin account anywhere, and so that's cool. I think there's maybe one or two exchanges that claimed it. I don't know how legit that was.
Yeah.
How many? I mean, this is brand new. So how's it been going so far?
We just online for about 1 month, and currently it's about over 100 of users right now.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, is it only U.S. or somebody in Canada? Can this be used for Canadian dollars?
Yeah, it's around the world. We ship the debit card around the world, but the debit card is only available in U.S. dollars.
Only in
right
U.S.
now.
For the card.
Yeah,
okay.
And we're planning to introduce the Euro debit card. Half a year. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
There's also a address that people can send Bitcoin directly to, and it goes straight to the card, right? It doesn't have to come from your account.
Oh, wow.
So Kat and I were to throw out our address and say, hey, help us power the gas on the bus on the way back home, put the address, it immediately deposits. I actually did that today. Within 24 hours.
Right.
It hits the account, and it shows up. I guess probably after a transaction confirmation or two, you can see it show up as pending to be deposited in your debit card.
That's
I did that today.
Six confirmations.
Six confirmations, okay.
Now, this is the killer app. I mean, this, to me, is one of the most awesome things I've heard about with Bitcoin. So thank you, Frankie, for making this real for people. But John, are you worried this is going to get you turn you into a lazy Bitcoin activist? I mean, the downside of this is that now you can just swipe the card and the other person doesn't really even have to know or understand what Bitcoin is. I mean, what's your plan for the tour? Are you going to try to pitch Bitcoin to them first, and then if they won't take the Bitcoin, then you'll pull out this card and be like, oh yeah, well, you're going to get it anyway. Kind of.
Yeah. Kat and I pride ourselves in being as consistent as humanly possible. So from the get-go, when we had trouble with the gasoline, we had people buy us a debit card. And it's a little bit of a workaround, but we're sure to tell them that it's a Bitcoin-only debit card. And we talk about how using Bitcoin can still avoid the transaction fees.
Yeah, and I also noticed that there are barely any fees with this WageCan card, which was I was also impressed with as well. Frankie, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
Thanks, Ian.
Really appreciate it. WageCan.com. We'll, I'm sure, be talking more about that in the future. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call. Call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237, extension 129.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You've been hearing all this talk about Bitcoin on Free Talk Live, and of course you might be wondering where and how you can get them. Well, ExpressCoin.com can help you with that. In fact, they can get you Bitcoin, Litecoin, as well as Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. It is very easy. ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, that is ExpressCoin.com. Plus, you can grab their smartphone app, and if you use coupon code FTL, you'll get up to $40 worth of the cryptocurrency of your choice with no fee at all. So a great way to get in for the first time and absolutely spend no fee on top of the amount that you're actually purchasing there over at ExpressCoin.com. Again, don't forget coupon code FTL. Mark Edge joining us here in the studio tonight. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how's it going? I was just tweeting and doing the production stuff here while Frankie was on.
Yeah, thanks for that. I'm pretty excited about the WageCan thing. I'm looking forward to putting in my application for one of these
these cars.
Oh, you haven't done it yet? Huh?
I've been running around today trying to, you know, get John Bush.
And hauling me around, driving Miss Daisy style.
I can see your priorities. It's fine.
Well, so John's kicking off this tour, the Bitcoin Bus Uncoinventional Tour. The website, uncoinventional.com. Third tour, actually.
Third.
So you're pretty experienced.
Third in one calendar year. Not 2014, but a full calendar year. About after this one's done, 2 out of 12 months will have been using Bitcoin only.
Once you take over Brave New Books, you'll be stuck in one place.
Yeah.
That's how the life of a retailer.
Yes. We need some stability. It'll be good for the kiddos. Life's been a little hectic, especially after we were booted from the farm that was featured in Sovereign Living, the show. We've been in an apartment in downtown San Marcos. So we're going to bring the bus home, find a piece of property, park the bus there, start farming again, which we're kind of fiending for, and really take focus really hard on Brave New Books and make it as successful as we can.
Yeah, I think it's exciting. I'm glad that you guys are doing this. And it's your third tour, but your first tour with a bus.
Yes.
And you now have a full-size, this is not a short bus, this is a full-size...
40 feet.
Yeah, 40 feet. Wow. I think the truck that we drove up here was 27 feet in the trailer section, so it's even longer than that thing. And that was
pretty
a big truck. So
yeah, it's a big vehicle.
How many miles are on this truck? This bus. I'm just curious.
Around 200,000.
Wow.
Now, it's a diesel though, so that's just getting broken.
Do those go longer? Okay, yeah. I didn't know.
The engine is. I mean, everything else breaks down at the same speed on a diesel as a regular vehicle, but the diesel engines will tend to run much longer. Usually, it's not an engine that goes in a car anyway. It's something else. You know, when your tranny's gone, you know, you've got a lot of replacement.
It's a tank. It's a Ford T444E, T444E, which I mean, to be honest, not totally mechanical, but I think this is going to force me to dig in. I'll probably maybe take a class at a local community college, diesel mechanics, just the basics, because we're going to be traveling around the country. The last thing I want is my family to be stranded, and it's something that I needed to learn anyway with the whole self-sufficiency, do-it-yourself ethic.
Sure.
Don't want to have to rely on a mechanic every time.
Yeah, I can't even change my own oil, so I'm glad you're in this role and not me.
Sure.
But you already had a breakdown, actually. It was yesterday, the first day. You took ownership, took possession of this the Bitcoin bus, and then breakdown. What happened?
Well, I had a mental breakdown. I actually took it pretty well. We picked up the bus, drove it away from Kelly and Jeff's place, and sure enough, about 30 minutes later, started puttering on the side of 101. And a quick plug for the Free State Project. We were stranded on the side of the road. We posted about it on Facebook. Catherine did. And about 5 minutes later, a Free Stater drives by, messages her husband, and tells her husband, hey, I just saw John and Kat on the side of the road. Can you check in on them? And then about 15 minutes later, two other Free Staters drive up, bring us a pizza, a couple juice boxes, and some fruit. Roadside assistance at its finest. It's
incredible.
Really great to be around such a strong community.
Yeah, there's nothing, I mean, there really is nothing like it anywhere in the world. And, of course, it's only going to get better as more people move here. Mm-hmm. And it's so great to be a part of it. And it is that easy. I mean, there's a Port 411 where you can call a phone number and leave a message, and then hundreds of people receive, even people outside of New Hampshire monitor Port 411.
Mm-hmm.
People receive these messages, and there's over the years, I've been listening to these Port 411 messages. It's not uncommon for somebody to have a breakdown, and then within 10 minutes, they call back saying, I'm good. You know, they got taken care of. Somebody called them back.
It's pretty cool.
So it's pretty awesome. So you had people come and help you out, and then you got the bus back on the road. How did that happen?
Thankfully, Jeff, the previous owner, came out, and he spent a good 6 hours there with me trying all sorts of different things. It turned out it was likely caused by the fuel being there dirty. I should have put a lot more diesel in than I did for the first crew so it could mix in with the older fuel.
Yeah.
But one of the filtered lines was really gunked out, so we took it off of the bus, cleaned it out with some WD-40. Jeff blew on it with his lips. I think he appreciated having another opportunity to get up close and personal with his bus. That family really is connected with this bus, and it's you know, it's more than just a vehicle. It was a home for them, so we're excited that that energy is kind of built into it. And
it's been renovated on the inside, right? I mean,
it's a converted school bus. It has rooms. It has a bedroom. It has a kitchen. It has a shower.
So how many seats are actually left in this bus? Because, I mean, the bus would have had a bunch of seats in it previously. So how many is it
down to? There's a couch-sized bench area that's made with the bus benches, another one that's like an L-shaped nice couch section, and then there's a table that's made with two of the bus seats. And then there's three bedrooms. They're small bedrooms, but the kiddos are excited about having a little playroom, and there's a master bedroom in the back.
Yeah, they are small bedrooms, but it's an amazing thing. Yeah, and I've been in there, and the master bedroom is in the back. It basically covers the back end of a bus. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd say it's about a square space, maybe what I don't know, 8 feet by 8 feet, something like that. Managed to make it.
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous about the claustrophobia aspect. Kat is super pumped about it, but I think our idea is to set up on a piece of property and for the property to be our living room and spend more time outside. The weather's always great in Texas, and as many people know, we're way into gardening. We haven't been able to do it for quite some time, and we're looking forward to being forced to get out. Because right now we're on a two-story apartment in downtown San Marcos, and there's all sorts of parks and cool things to do, but it's a pain in the neck to pack up the kids, to grab the diaper bag and take a lunch and all sorts of stuff. So we're going to have the world will be our backyard.
Yeah, that's right. You'll just instead, you just load them into the vehicle, which already has all that stuff, and off you go.
Everybody on the bus, good, great, grand. So you're going to go to another mechanic, or you're going to a mechanic tomorrow.
Freestater.
That's very cool. To kind of have the bus checked out, right? Like maybe give it a tune-up or something like that prior to hitting the road. Is that the plan?
Yes. There was a problem with one of the brake lines that Jeff did a repair on, but we want to be extra safe and go make sure that that's solid. We are going to be driving through some mountains in North Carolina, so we definitely want to make sure the brakes are in working order, and I'd like to get the fuel lines cleaned out and all sorts of stuff. I'm learning as I go, so I'm trying to soak up as much as I can, and when anybody's under the hood, I'm going to be right there with them, get my hands dirty.
And, of course, offering to pay in Bitcoin as well, and many Free State Project participants already accept Bitcoin. In fact, the folks here from WageCan were sort of in the Keene Activist Center area here, the other portion of the studio, and they were talking to some of the other activists, and they're like, do you guys all use Bitcoin? And, of course, everybody says, yeah.
Because you don't? Of course, they all do.
Almost everyone in the Liberty Movement up here, it seems like. I'm sure if we tried, we could find somebody who's like, I don't know, Bitcoin, but
I'm about the gold standard.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody like that exists. I just don't know who they are. Well, seems like everyone takes Bitcoin in the Liberty Movement.
There's bound to be somebody who hasn't set up a wallet yet that is still,
they probably live in Grafton or something like that.
Poor Graftonites. They're doing such a great job up there. I don't know why you want to go
They are
them.
Doing a great job. I'm not down in the folks in Grafton, but there is some truth to the statement that that's where the activists go to disappear.
I think that people who want to, well, what they're doing there is they're trying to collect a large amount of Liberty folks and essentially brute force the government.
Yeah, and it's fun to watch.
Peaceful force, of course.
So we've got John Bush here with us from the unconventional Bitcoin bus tour. Also of Brave New Books, soon to be the proprietor. As of May 1st. He's here with us. If you've got a question for him, because he's got a lot of activism under his belt. He's been arrested and all that stuff. Been to court. You know, you've gone through the ringer. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. Also a Free State Project participant as well. Relatively new signer compared to Catherine. 855-453. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I don't think I've mentioned, we've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show tonight at Skype username LRN.FM. Ian and Mark in studio with you as always. Our special guest host is John Bush from the Unconventional Bitcoin Bus Tour that's about to kick off here in New Hampshire and travel all the way down to Austin, Texas. John's actually out right now showing off the Bitcoin bus to our visitors from California, from WageCan.com, we were talking about earlier. It's very cool.
Getting some pictures before they take off.
Yeah. I went in. I stepped inside the bus myself. It's actually the first time I've been in there.
Oh, really?
It's pretty cool.
I took a tour a couple of years ago when it was still the unschool bus.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. You can bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live. You know what? I don't even know what's in the news. I've been running around doing Bitcoin bus-related stuff all day today.
I've got all kinds of stuff.
I've got a few things from a few days ago. Anyway, Andrew's with us in Birmingham. Hello, Andrew. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Hey. Wanted to ask a quick question about Bitcoin, but first wanted to say that last time I called in, I was talking about the federal tax on wages, and y'all are a bunch of haters, first off, because I let all my employees know that this is a voluntary business. They can work there. If they don't like the wage they're getting paid, they could leave at any time. And you may recall I was paying them, like, not the best wage in the world, but, I mean, we're in Alabama, and the – you know, what they're getting in addition to their wage, like a lot of them, you know, I'm training them on, you know, business and economics and how to be an entrepreneur and a bunch of stuff they never learned in school and really investing in them. And no one is working in my business for like the long term. Like I expect a high attrition or a low attrition rate rather. And everyone knows that. And so, the fact that I would not give that, one gal a raise in the immediate term, you don't know enough information to make a judgment.
Wasn't it the callers that were giving you trouble about that one? I mean,
yeah,
someone
called after the fact, and I think you like just sort of blindly agreed with him to say, yeah, you know,
what?
I think that.
That's not how I remember the call at all.
Well, that's how I remember it. I went back and listened to it, but that's fine. I don't really care. My question more to the point.
Well, I think what the caller was saying was that the young lady wanted a raise, and your reason
blamed Western civilization's problems on you. You're what's wrong with the rich people, right? And I remember that. And I remember her having some problem that I said, well, you know, I did mention that to the guy, but I don't feel like, you know, I don't feel like I took her side in the debate.
Well, I think the caller's point was, and it's been a while since this call happened now, if I'm recalling, somebody called in later on to point out that you had made some kind of statement during your call about how the amount that she was asking for was like nothing to you. But then later on, you gave reasons why you wouldn't do it because of the federal government. But so it seemed like a bit of a contradiction, where on one hand you said it was nothing, but then on the other hand you made it be a big deal. So that was their point, and that was what I agreed with.
If she was an illegal alien and I didn't have to pay FICA tax, like I basically just had to pay my quarterly taxes, and I informed all my employees, and I said, hey, look, this week, guess what? All of you are getting your payroll, but the federal government is getting paid, you know, 3 weeks worth of your wages. So, you know, just take what you got paid right now and multiply that times 1.5. You know, that could be going in your pocket. That's your money the federal government is taking from me to pay to them that I can't give to you. And that was my whole point. You know, I can't give her a raise because, you know, we're a startup within the past year. I have a ton of overhead and debt expenses that I have to pay. Like, if I could pay them, you know, $80,000 a year, I would, if that was what the job was worth. But it's not, and that's just not the situation. So there's a lot more that goes into wage earnings than, you know, the face amount of whatever the hourly rate is that you're going to pay someone. And that's the whole point.
Yeah, I have a lot more sympathy for, you know, that position, the position of the employer in many cases, than the employee who just wishes to get paid more. But one of our difficulties here is that we can only take what's said on the air and then interpret that
however
it is. And, you know, there's moment by moment. I understand what it's like being on live radio. This is just, you know, among your first time probably being on the air. So, you know, every word that comes out of your mouth isn't going to be precisely the way things are. You haven't had an hour to explain things. I get that. It's difficult. But at the same time, it can be, I find one of the best ways to convince people of things is to agree with them on one issue and then attempt to change their minds on sort of the greater issue, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's probably why you have a better marriage than I do. Well, look, Mark, the reason I'm calling is that you mentioned, I think yesterday or the day before, that you sent the government a letter in the mail.
Oh, no. It came across as though that was not a joke. Okay, go ahead. What are we talking about?
Was that a joke or was that not a joke?
It was a complete joke. What are we talking about?
Oh, okay. Crap. Well,
so
anyway,
on the air yesterday.
Okay, so then, well, anyway, my
hold on.
Question
What
was,
are we talking about here? What letter are you referring to?
Okay, so I was teasing about how some people will send letters to the IRS saying one thing or another, you know, sort of absolving themselves of paying taxes, you know, making sure that the government knows, I don't know, what their name is, what their address is, what their Social Security number is, and then saying that they're not going to pay taxes. And I find this to be, you know, a really bad technique for you know, stopping to pay taxes. And I know that there are people out there that advocate this technique, and I was trying to kind of tease, but I guess I just didn't explain my joke well enough.
Well, it's I mean, I guess you didn't. I don't know. For some reason, I thought that you really had sent him that letter, which is fine with me. I mean, I wish I had the balls to send that kind of letter, but I was going to ask you the question of, you know, what if, because as I understand it, you were asking just a moment ago, like, who doesn't have a Bitcoin wallet yet? I don't, because if even if I accepted Bitcoin at my place of business, you know, how would I spend it? I can't spend on produce or, like, whatever. No one who I buy my cost of goods sold from accepts Bitcoin, so I would kind of be stuck with it. I wouldn't exactly know what to do with it.
So, John Bush, maybe you have an answer. As a man who has driven across the country multiple times and spent only Bitcoin, any suggestions for Andrew here?
Yes, there are a multitude of practical Bitcoin applications, and one of them is buying your groceries with a Bitcoin, with a gift card that you purchased with Bitcoin. So my family predominantly buys groceries at Whole Foods, it's an organic natural grocer all over the country, and we go to gift.com, G-Y-F-T.com, and we buy gift cards with Bitcoin, and we turn around and we use those gift cards at the grocery store. And this is such a seamless transaction that you can do it literally in the line. You can also get Amazon.com gift cards. You can get gift cards to Target as well.
You can get big discounts at Amazon by using Purse.io.
Purse.io, using that for sure.
About a 20% discount on everything at Amazon by using Purse.io.
So, of course, if you do that, then Free Talk Live doesn't get a cut.
That much is true, but I'm just talking about the realities of using Bitcoin.
Sure, right.
And for the things that it doesn't work on, you can use the, you know, the Freddie was just on talking, excuse me, Frankie was just on talking about WageCan, W-A-G.
Bitcoin debit card.
Yeah.
And it works. It works perfectly. And then if you don't have a wallet yet, you can get one so easily. The one that I would recommend is Airbits. Check them out at airbits.co. You can get it on the Google Play Store or the Apple iTunes Store.
That's this the wallet, best wallet hands down for newbies.
It sets itself apart because it also has a Bitcoin merchant, merchants that accept Bitcoin. It has a directory for them. So no matter where you are, if you're in San Diego, Austin, Texas, up here in New Hampshire, it shows you geographically the locations that are close in your area that accept Bitcoin. And chances are, if you're in a major city especially, there'll be restaurants. There'll be Birmingham, Alabama is a pretty independent town. There'll probably be some places that accept Bitcoin.
Yeah, the cool thing is you can download the Airbits wallet, install it on your smartphone. Do you have a smartphone, Andrew?
Yes.
Okay. So you download this wallet, open it up, even though you don't have any Bitcoin yet, it's still going to show you all the different businesses that you could go to actually spend Bitcoin, were you to actually acquire some. And then at least you've got the wallet for when and if you decide you want to grab some Bitcoin, you can load it up anytime you want.
I'll send you some Bitcoin. If you tweet at me at SovBTC, your Bitcoin address, I will send you $5 worth of Bitcoin.
Whoa, that's incredibly generous. Wait, now,
don't anybody else call in for that offer
there.
Is it only for Andrew? That's right.
It's not for Andrew. It's for the first person who tweets in claiming to be Andrew.
Uh-oh. We need a proof of identity, Andrew. Social security number, something.
Good luck, Andrew, and thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, man. There you go. 855-450-FREE. John Bush, you sticking with us?
Yes.
All right, he's going to stay. And we'll talk to him more about the tour, and you can ask him whatever you want, because we are here doing Free Talk Live, and I'm sure there's something in the news that we can talk about here coming up in moments. 855-450-FREE.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.